When you rank candy bars by the date they were first introduced, this would be the third oldest in the nation. It's celebrating its 100th birthday this year, and we go to the birthplace on today's edition of The American Countryside.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
The year was 1812, and the Chase Candy Company was introducing a new product.
It wasn't a big thing to have a new candy bar, because at that time, Chase made 30 or 40 different candy bars, and Cherry Mash was just one of them.
Barry Yantis' family has owned the company since 1943, purchasing it from the original owners that established it back in 1876. That Cherry Mash candy bar holds an important distinction in the nation.
The Hershey bar is the oldest, and the Goo Goo Cluster is the second oldest, and along came Cherry Mash. There were other bars, but they dropped along the wayside.
So why has the Cherry Mash been able to stick around for a century now?
The unique flavor, the unique size, it's a mound of candy rather than a bar. It has fruit in the center. How many candy bars do you know of with real fruit?
Cherry Mash has been a longtime staple in the Midwest, and the Hobby Lobby chain has recently picked it up nationally. Barry's amazed by the stories he hears about his candy bar and how it has been a part of generations of families.
Everybody has a story about Cherry Mash. It was their grandmother's favorite candy bar, or their father brought them Cherry Mash Saturday morning when he came back from town.
And although Cherry Mash is still the headliner, this company has several other candies, especially seasonal ones, that have this factory working 7 days a week to keep up with demand. We conclude our story with this 150-plus-year-old candy company next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.